Hare Krishna. Day before yesterday, I didn't do a podcast because I left early and traveling to Seged and then do Gita Jayanti there and got back in the evening. And yesterday, we were in town doing Sankirtan for a few hours and then some appointments back here. But we're reporting in again here this morning and just getting ready to head off to downtown, do a little book distribution, and just before our big 3-day Christmas prasadam distribution takes place, and I'll be there for that for today and tomorrow, and distribute prasadam and chant some, distribute some books, and see what happens. And then this afternoon, Sankirtan devotees are coming back, so we'll have a pizza party to welcome them, and then we'll have bhajans in the evening here in Budapest. So it promises to be a very nice day, exciting day. Yesterday was great going out on book distribution. It was a breath of fresh air, in more ways than one, because I was able to be outside for a couple of hours. But it was spiritually a breath of fresh air as well. Made me think that the whole year was worthwhile out there to be able to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And we went down to Burishmartitir, which is very central downtown area where we used to do Harinam even in the days before communism left Hungary. And I went with Gormani, Sankirtan leader here, and Abhiram and Rasakananda. In addition to that, some other devotees showed up, Radharani and her son Radisham, and some other devotees came. I had to sort of move them on a little because in the beginning there was more of us than there were people walking around. And it was a wonderful experience. Started with one that I usually find that often Krishna put me through on book distribution. First person that I met, there's pictures up there. And the person was carrying a guitar bag. I stopped him and he was really, really rude and said all kinds of nasty things, and we talked for about 2-3 minutes. That was enough. And then he moved on and I moved on, and I thought, wow, yeah, this is what Sankirtan's about. Your false ego is dismantled right at the start. No one's out here calling me Gurudev or the GBC or His Holiness. As far as everyone else is concerned, I'm just another Krishna. And that was very good. And from that stage, we continued on. And it was very, very nice. Great reception by people in general. There are a lot of tourists. I didn't really go for them. I tried to avoid them. I wanted to see what the Hungarian reception was. And one very interesting thing, I mean, aside from us having a very, very good name, really good popularity, I was surprised to find that more people favored us because of their having gone to New Rajadam than for our food distribution. These are the two things I think that we're most well known for. Unfortunately, I wish people would know us more for our philosophy and the great value that they get out of chanting Hare Krishna. But anyway, that only devotees really understand. And our food distribution is really a big large scale. It's like 2,500 people daily, all year round. And still, I met many people who were extremely favorable to New Vrindavan. More people, and what I'm saying is more people than I met who were favorable to food distribution, both of them people like. And in particular, there's one man, one older man is there, his picture's there. He like was sort of clutching my hand and wouldn't let me go, I mean, in a nice way. He was talking about his experience in New Vrindavan. He said it was like a life-changing experience when he was there, and how wonderful it was. And finally, he took a Bhagavad Gita as well. And many nice people. And in that period of time, a chance to do about, I guess, somewhere in the region of about 50, 60 pounds. And 10 books, 4 big books and smaller books. I really got choked to the bone. One reason is that I'm not really dressed. I don't have clothes for that type of thing. But I was dressed in dhoti and more vulnerable to the cold than in days of my youth. In any case, it really reminds one of what Srila Prabhupada wanted all of his followers to do, which is to go out regularly. It's sort of like exercise. If you, at least my therapist from my back told me this, that if one doesn't exercise for 7 days straight, then his muscles go back to zero, or go back to the original state, no matter how toned up you may have been. So in the same way, with book distribution, when I went out there, I realized that I was sort of out of practice of, number one, how to stop people, number two, what to say and how to say it. It certainly came back quickly. But still, it requires some practice, and to really start spinning, well, I don't know if at age 65 I'm going to be doing too much more spinning, but it was fun running from one side of the street to another, or jogging from one side of the street to another to try and stop someone. And it'd be nice to do it longer. Let's see. Today I want to be able to go out, and it also reminded me of this thing that the Pope had just said very recently. He is very, very much in favor of getting the priests out of the churches and out amongst the people. And he made this very nice statement. I'm paraphrasing right now, but the smell of the sheep is on the shepherd, or a shepherd will have the smell of his flock on him. And that's a nice, very nice saying. We as devotees, as leaders in Krishna consciousness and so on, we should be mixing and mingling with people in general. And be interacting with them. That is what Lord Chaitanya's movement is about, taking Krishna consciousness out to the world, not waiting for them to come to us in the temples. So it's nice. The smell of the flock is on the shepherd. Something to keep in mind. Some years ago, I was meeting with one of the bishops here in Hungary, or cardinals, and in Budapest. And it was a very informal discussion, and I was they were actually, this is a place where they it was a seminary where they were training the priests, and I told them, I said, you know, why don't you teach them how to sell the Bible? Why don't you teach them how to go out on the street and sell the Bible? And he, that was sort of an entertaining offer. And I told them, listen, we're expert at this. We sell our books. You send a priest to us and we'll teach him how to sell the Bible on the street. And he liked that even more. Never took me up on the offer, but he found that very amusing. So smell. See if the smell of our flock is on you. If not, then take some of Srila Prabhupada's books today, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, tomorrow's Christmas Day, and go out and distribute some books. Great experience. Hare Krishna.